Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this has been going on for some time, but it seems as if it's become more intense. According to a report in the Sunday Times last weekend, Ireland is now the puppy farm capital of the world. Gillian Bird is head of welfare advocacy and sustainability at the DSPCA. Good afternoon, Gillian. Oh, OK, she hung up. I can't help but take that personally. Let's see. Is Gillian Bird back on the line again? Afternoon, Gillian.
Afternoon, yes. Sorry about that. What happened there?
That's OK. That's not your fault. So these puppy farms, how many of these puppies are being exported?
That is the problem. We don't know. I mean, we genuinely don't know how many puppies are being born each year. We have a rough idea of how many dogs are registered across the country in official dog breeding establishments. But we also have to remember as well that there can be a lot of what we call the backyard breeders going on as well that aren't even part of the registered dog breeding establishment.
Mm. And is it known how many of those there are?
No, there are no ideas, no figures. And that is one of the problems that there is in this country.
Yeah. Now, but then again, to get the scale of the trade, I mean, there are fairly well-established websites such as dogs.ie, which offers puppies for sale.
Yes, there is. And I was even looking, just based on the article, I was looking at a random website, which I just Googled, which is puppiesingapore.com. And it actually has all these puppies for sale actually in Singapore. And what shocked me about it, having read the article as well, is it actually lets the buyers know where the animals have come from. So they talk about, their origin is local. It talks about their origin is Australia. Their origin is Ireland. And it's really shocking that people are willing to buy an animal that potentially has had a hugely traumatic experience in just getting to the first stage of, you know, before they go to their first home.
Yeah.
It's shocking. It is shocking, absolutely.
Because I assume they're put in some sort of box and thrown onto a train, onto a plane.
Well, with any luck, they're going on a direct flight on a plane. And there are lots and lots of agencies who actually claim they will ship these animals properly officially. And as long as they're going through the airports, then technically there is proper procedures because they have to have their pet passports. They have to be shipped in appropriate containers. There's welfare concerns are dealt with en route. I suppose the ones that we also have to be concerned about are the ones that are being exported illegally. And that's always been one of the problems we've seen from welfare in Ireland, is the illegal export of animals. And that's the ones being smuggled in the boot of cars and under the floorboards of horse boxes. And a lot of that seems to have been dealt with as far as we can see. But now we have this open putting animals in transport and shipping them across. And I suppose the situation here is, as long as it's been done legally, there is nothing that we can do about it. But we do have questions to ask as to who is checking every stage of the procedure that it is being done legally.
Mm, well, that was my next question. Who is checking all this stuff? I mean, if there are regulations in place about this, if it's supposed to be a regulated industry, who's doing the regulating?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, Department of Agriculture have been doing a lot of work on this. They've been doing a lot of background work on trying to, you know, improve the welfare of the animals. But I suppose ultimately they would be responsible for the transport. But I suppose the big question here is, and I know the article goes on about the cuteness phase of a dog being sort of up until they're 4 months of age. You cannot legally export an animal out of this country until it has got, especially the dog, the pet passport, especially if it's going to Singapore or somewhere like that. And the youngest age, we were calculating it here, the youngest age that puppy can be is going to be 14 weeks. And that's the legal requirement of their vaccinations. And then the 2 weeks before they can actually enter the country, for Singapore as an example, because they have to have had their vaccine for 2 weeks beforehand. And then you have all the other paperwork that has to be done. If they're going into Singapore, they have to have a special dog license that has to be applied 30 days before they arrive. There's a huge amount of work going on here. And the question is, there must be vets in Ireland who are supporting this and doing all these passports, knowing where the animals are going to. So what is the situation? Is the paperwork actually authentic? That's another question that we have to ask. And then who are the shipping companies? What happens when they're being transported? In the airport, you have to assume there's a certain amount of welfare concerns being looked, or like they're being looked after in the airport. But, you know, you then have the thing, what happens when they arrive at the other side? Who are they? Where are they being transported to? How are they being transported? How is their welfare? And there must be lots of if we talk about these as transported as goods, there has to be losses. There has to be animals that get sick and die before they actually manage to be sold. So, you know, we have situations here where we have to sort of say the question, is this right? The answer is no. And, you know, look at the different things that we can do to actually stop this. Because we have no idea whether these animals that are arriving at, and we can presume they're not, when they're arriving at their destination, we have no idea, are they sick? Have they got injured en route? Have they got genetic issues? Are they going to a good home? Is the welfare rules of the country they're going to, you know, going to look after the animal's welfare for the rest of its life? What sort of vetting goes on at the other end for their rehoming of these animals or sale of these animals?
And in terms of the conditions in the actual puppy farms here, including the legal ones, as I understand it, if they're going to be inspected, they get lots of warning in advance.
They do. They get written notice for a number of days. I think it's up to 7 days notice. Now, that is something that is being looked at. So there is a working group, a stakeholders group, which is being organised with the government. It's in its second year of consultation, who is looking at lots of different issues. I suppose the big issues about the dog breeding establishment really is we need to have serious look on the capping of the number of dogs. So it should be a hobby and not a profitable thing. The guidelines that are in there, for example, you know, one human for every 25 adult dogs, which could lead up to 175 animals in total for one person, that needs to be assessed and looked at. And there needs to be proper enforcement of the legislation with people going in and doing regular inspections. But we need to really involve the likes of revenue, because that often helps when people make sure people are paying tax and revenue on what profits they're making. We need to make sure that all of that stuff is above board and everybody is compliant. And I suppose there's no need for it. I mean, there's animals in rescue centres all over the country who desperately need homes. So why do people feel the need to have to go and buy what they know in their hearts is a mass-produced animal?
Gillian, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Was Gillian Bird, their Head of Welfare Advocacy and Sustainability with the DSPCA.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.